all you good people. My name is Robert Harris. The name of the program is All Things Being Equal. One of the things I constantly repeat is that I want you to feel free to be all that you can be. There's a ridiculous statement that we make. I call it ridiculous. It's not really ridiculous. It's just very common, but I don't use it, and I don't hold it, and I don't believe it, and I don't repeat it. And that is, or don't repeat it without making this disclaimer, because the statement is simply, you know, the sky's the limit, which they use to say positively that they can do whatever they want to do. But I think it's even more positive to say not even the sky is the limit, because we have and will continue to go beyond the sky. And so there are no limitations. It's only your dreams and what you are doing or what you are willing to do and what you are trying to do to make your dreams come true. I love it when Walt Disney was first making his debut in this world as a giant that he became. He said it in a song that he took and that his studio created. A dream is a wish that your heart makes when you are fast asleep. And so that's the way I want to live, that not even the sky is the limit. There are no limits. There can be no limits. There was a man by the name of Les Brown, who was a very famous radio personality and said a lot of beautiful, positive things. And he told the story of how he got started. He was a janitor, and he was working for this radio station. And one day, the announcer that usually did things, he got sick and couldn't come in. And the owner of the station said, "Oh, shucks, I guess we're going to have to cancel the show." And at that moment, Les saw his opportunity and jumped on it. And he told the owner, "Oh, I can do this." And he immediately knew all the buttons, so he clicked all the buttons, and he announced himself. I can't remember what he called himself. This is Les Brown, the man of renown, or something like that. And he went on the show, and the rest was history, because he made a living doing that after that. So, again, I say to you that if you think you can, you can. And if you think you can't, that means you probably just simply won't. We must have the faith in ourselves to exercise our beliefs and think that I can. I can, and therefore I will. And remember that not even the sky is the limit. I am trying to put together some things with a friend of mine, Juan Miller, who's the executive producer for Vulcanus Forge. And we work together, and we've done things together, and we've written grants together. And, you know, we've gotten over $15,000 worth of grants so far, and we're working on one right now that if we get it, or I should say more positively, when we get it, it will be a $25,000 grant. And so I'm just happy about that. And I understand that my friend Patsy, who works for the station here, or works for the Cincinnati Association for the Blind here, that she is putting together her request that would be $25,000 as well, that would go to the goes to this organization, which has done so much good. $25,000 will buy a nice chunk of a nice supply. I don't know if it's a permanent supply, but technical equipment that people who are blind and visually impaired can use and need. Would buy a lot of sticks, that's for sure, you know, and would buy a few pieces of technology that would just increase people's mobility. So that's what we want to do. We want and pray for the goodness of Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, that they get what they're looking for. And my friend Juan Miller, you keep on writing, my brother, because we're looking for you to get that $25,000, and we'll definitely put together some plays or something for this season from the Vulcan Sports community. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you, all of you, for listening. Thank all of you for not giving up, not surrendering, for embracing the whole concept of, you know, you simply have to believe in yourself. And if you think you can, you can. And if you think you can't, change your mind and say you can, and then do it, and do it right. So I am going to try to do my podcast. I'm just looking at some books here that would make this thing work. They're from the public library. 25 Things I Wish I Knew Before I Started My Podcast. We'll see what they have to say. We'll see what they have to say. Let me see. Marco Timpano is the name of the person that put this together. How it all started. I decided to write this book instead of having coffee. A podcast coffee. You see, I began my journey into podcasting 4 years ago. 4 years ago. At that time, I knew nothing about navigating this new world. But it was something I wanted to try. I knew only one person who was a podcaster. He was a friend of a friend. And I desperately wanted to do this. So I tell you, he did what I did. Went and got some books. So I went to the library and got some books. And I am going to digest these books. Not with you right this moment, but I will do my best to see what we can do over the next few weeks, few months to make the podcast really, really good. I started it about 4 weeks ago. We've done three of them. And today, after this broadcast that I'm doing with you, with Radio Reading Services, I'm going to catch up with my friend Juan Miller, and we are going to use the equipment that we've gotten over the past few months and do a podcast either at the studio that we have, at the school that we both volunteer with, Queen City Preparatory School, which is simply right up the hill from the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Literally just up the hill, maybe three blocks. Maybe three blocks. And do something. So I just want to encourage you to do all that you can do and to be all that you can be. So this book is called, and you can get it at the library, our own Hamilton County Public Library, and I'm sure that even if you live out of county, you can get books through just contacting your local county library, and they can send out for it, and oftentimes, most of the time, it can be gotten. I got one like this just last week. They gave me a call saying it was in. I went down and picked it up at my local Hamilton County Public Library, the main one, downtown Cincinnati, on Main Street and Vine. So I'm happy about that. But we are going to just look at some more things, because it's just the sky is not even the limit, and I just love it. So we have that book, which is a small book, 25 Things I Wish I Knew Before I Started My Podcast, by Marco Timpano. And the next book is Profitable Podcasting: Grow Your Business, Expand Your Platform, and Build a Nation of True Fans, by Stephen Horsner. And I have to read that too. I won't read that today. And I'm glad that it's in large print, which is going to help these tired old eyeballs. And I picked up from the library as well a DVD. And I guess it's a movie or what, because I haven't looked at it yet. But it's a DVD for sure, because it looks like a DVD. A round disc in a plastic case. And it says, The Unbelievable Weight of Massive Talent. That's an interesting title. And so I'll watch that. I'm going to try to start that tonight, and hopefully I will get done with it tonight and just enjoy it. It's supposed to be good. I've heard good. It's got Nicolas Cage as Nicolas Cage. And so it should be good. And you can get almost anything you want from our local library. You would be surprised what they have and their willingness to get it for us. And if you're blind or visually impaired, they've got talking books. They've got books on tape. They've got CDs. And, of course, they have the secret way of getting you connected to whatever your favorite podcast might be, or who knows, you might want to start one of your own. I hope you do. You just never know where that will take you. So those are the kind of things that I just love talking about and love doing. My son, who is now 39 years old, and I don't know how in the world he got to be so old, because I'm only 35 myself, you know. And on August of the year 2000, that wasn't 2000, I'm lying. I didn't mean to lie, but I did that anyway. I just got carried away. When I turned, was a baby and was born, I was born in 1946. That makes me 75 years old. And this year, in 2022, on August the 27th, I will be a whopping 76 years old. So I'm an old man, but I want to do some new and exciting things. And those things I will do my best to do, and to just get with some people and just help everybody to be all that they can be and want to be and should be. One of the things that I did, I wish I could show it to you, but I can't because we're not on TV, is that over last weekend, Juneteenth, someone that I'd seen about a year before who likes to make jewelry, and he made this piece of jewelry that he was displaying, and I loved it. When I saw it, I told him, I went and looked around. I came back and told him that it was a piece that I really thought was really wonderful, and he gave it to me. I didn't say all those wonderful things for him to give it to me, but he gave it to me. And he's one of those folks that I will check out his website, and hopefully soon I'll be able to commission a piece of jewelry or just buy a piece of jewelry off of him, because I like jewelry, and this is a great craftsman, and I love having a piece of handmade jewelry. And when I know who did it, that's even better. So again, please make this world a better place doing what you want to do, making happen the things that you want to happen. I wonder, you know, about these books and how to make them happen. My friend Juan and I, as I said, we created and produced Vulcan's Forge, performing arts group, and we're getting some people who are interested in becoming part of that group. And we are going to do a podcast to make it more feasible for us to do some more podcasts. And there are people in this city that are already doing podcasts and that are exercising their ability, doing so many, many wonderful things that we just don't know. I was speaking with a group that's called Friends of the African Union. I talked to some of the creators of that this morning, and it's a group that is dedicated to making sure that people who have been overlooked, you know, marginalized, just simply because they're the wrong color, they're the wrong age, they speak the wrong language, you know, all kind of ridiculous reasons why we separate ourselves. And one of the things that I'm trying to do is to really, truthfully be a real human being, including everyone in terms of what we do and how we do it and who we talk to and how we interact. And it's just the way to make a wonderful life. A wonderful life is what we really need to produce for all of us. I visited a friend of mine just this past Sunday, and his name is Don Schlosser. And Don is a man that you probably know about what he's done, but you might not recognize his name. For the last 30-something years, I don't remember how many the somethings would be, but it's over 30 years. He's been the producer, one of the producers of what is called the Passion Play. For over 40 years, the Passion Play has been produced in the greater Cincinnati, Hamilton County area. And it's been produced in Kentucky, and it's been produced in Ohio, and I don't know, but I think it's also been produced in Indiana. But Don has, for over 30 years, been the producer. He had to kind of stop that just because he had a stroke, and the stroke made his so that he cannot use his left leg nor his left arm. And so he's been trying to recuperate from that, doing his physical therapy, his occupational therapy, and trying to get himself so that back on track so that he can be the producer once again of the Passion Play. The Passion Play is the story of Christ, Jesus Christ, and people perform it every year, and it goes through the whole story of his birth, his death, and his resurrection. And I just hope that he can do that again. And right now, he's working with Vulcan's Forge, and one of the things that we're doing is that we're reading different plays. And we're reading plays that I meant to bring copies of them tonight, but I forgot. In fact, it just popped back into my head when I realized that I wanted y'all all to hear the titles for some of these plays because they are interesting. One of them that my friend Juan Miller, he wrote it, and it's a one-act play, and it's called The Smoking Room. And it has a lot of, I read it, and I agree with him, we need to produce it. And so that's one of the things we hope to do, and we hope to be able to do this about September, sometime in September. And it's a play that takes place in a hospital for those folks who have mental illness. And it's the conversations that they're having around their table or their getting together area that talks about the kind of things that they wanted to do in life and the dreams that they had. And the play itself is fictitious in that it never happened. But the incidents were all taken from things that have happened. In other words, they have some commentary from Winston Churchill. And Winston Churchill was a great statesman from the UK, the United Kingdom, England. And it's going to have part of his life. How did he do what he wanted to do and what he thought about doing and how he ended up getting in difficulty and getting out of difficulty because of the words that he spoke and used. And he was considered a great human being and actually was a real human being who lived, even though he was not in a mental institution and he was not sitting around the table or the room talking with all these people who had dreams that came true. For instance, in this play, the Wright brothers are in this play. And the Wright brothers, who of course were bicycle people who put together and made bicycles, who also had a dream of flying. And they worked at the dream and practiced what they were doing day and night. And as Les Brown would say, it can be yours if you're willing to think about it day and night and work towards it day and night over the years. It can and often does become a reality. And so this is, it contains the Wright brothers and who they were and how they became what they became. But it has women in it as well. It has the various women who were pioneers and who were, what would you call it, not only pioneers, but Annie Oakley, who was real and who was a sharpshooter. You know, it has stories about women of all creeds and colors and disabilities and abilities. You know, it has just stories in it that introduce to us all a lot of characters who actually were in history and who made things happen. Madame Curie, you know, who definitely deserves her spot in history, but she was a scientist, a medical person. You know, it has in there someone that, again, I'm trying to think of her correct name because my son went to the school that she created, Marie Montessori. And Marie Montessori was a woman who was a medical doctor, which made her unusual. And she had a son that people didn't know about at the time because she was not married and she had a child. And she was a very famous doctor who helped people and who created a system of education that bears her name, Marie Montessori. And my son graduated from high school that followed Marie Montessori practices from the time that he was in preschool through grade school, through high school. And he did not go to a Marie Montessori college, but he went all the way. And I love the system. And I tell anyone, if you are interested in getting and giving your child a great education, check out Marie Montessori. Check her out, because her story is fascinating. Her reality is fascinating. She was told openly, as well as in private, that she could not help the children that she was working with because they were labeled as mentally disabled with forms of either mental illness or disability, and that they were told that they could not think as well as an average child, could never achieve that which an average child could achieve. But she devised methods of teaching and instruction that empowered these kids to be able to go through school, to graduate from high school, and to do as well, if not better than, quote unquote, your normal average child. And this is just was phenomenal. But this is these are some of the stories that will be told in the smoking room. There are others, because I can't remember them all, but I read the book. I read his play twice, and I'll probably read it again just so that I can help make the decisions as to what we need to do for this season and whom we need to honor in this season. And last year we brought in Dancing Wheels. This year, we are going to do plays. And one of them, like I said, will be the smoking room. And some others deal with other types of disabilities. And I'm happy to be part of this whole system that we have created so that we can empower people who are, unfortunately, written out of the picture artificially because of a perceived disability, either one where they can see it or one that where you can't see it, you know, visible and or invisible. My friend Juan Miller, he has mental illness issues, disability that he has to work at in order to overcome. I have physical disabilities that I have to work at to overcome, even to do this program, because I can't walk, never have walked. You know, one's disability manifested itself, he says, at an early age. When the next time I can have him on, he will talk about some of the things he's had to do in order to get through life and just be happy. Because as it was written in the movie, the Muppet movie, that you just don't know what's going to go on until it happens to you, and you just have to believe in yourself and realizing the fact that sometimes, most of the times, maybe even all of the times, it's not easy being green. And I know many of you know all about that. It's not easy being green. And that's the disability issue. And sometimes it's because your height is too great or your height is too small. Sometimes it's because the color of your skin is not the color that somebody else likes, or your ethnic background is not the color that someone else would think of as proper, or you didn't go to the right high school, or you didn't go to the right college, or you married the wrong person, you know, and it just goes on and on and on while we devise all of these excuses for hating our fellow human being. And so I'm here to break all of those preconceptions and misperceptions and incorrect thinking, and just open up that door and let you know that you are all welcome. And if you think you can, you can, and I wish you well to do, because you will. And if you think you can't, you know, you just probably won't. Because oftentimes the only thing that stops you from doing is that you think you can. And so I encourage you now and encourage you later, to think you can and to do. And hopefully the next time I come on the show, this show, all things being equal, I can bring you a part of the podcast. And I will certainly be meeting with my friend Juan, because we have all intention of doing one. And we spend about 15 minutes to an hour. Sometimes, mainly they've been like 45 minutes, you know, doing them. And so we do them. And we want to do them better and better. And we want to do more and more and more and more of them. And we want all of you to just believe in yourselves and know that this world is simply a giant oyster. And we can find that pearl that is within all of us if we simply look for it and spend the energy and the time making it happen. Because if we think we can, we certainly can. And if we think we can't, that's only the negative thinking that will stop us from doing just all that we can do and accomplishing all that we can accomplish. And not even the sky is the limit, which is, again, the main thing. I want you to go away from all of these radio broadcasting things that I'm doing and have done and will continue to do by the grace of the Creator, knowing that the door is open and all we got to do is believe. And what was that from the movie The Wiz, especially the redo of the movie, where it was a musical and the main character sang the song. Oh, one of the main characters, the good witch, sang the song, "Believe in yourself and you can achieve. Believe and you will go farther. Believe in yourself right from the start. Believe in yourself with your whole heart. And after a while you begin to see that the world will join with you, and the world will open doors for you, and you can believe all that you can believe, and you can click your heels and go back to Kansas." And so I tell all of you, if you've never read The Wizard of Oz, please get the book and read it. In fact, I might try to see if they've got it at the library when I go today to the library, because I got a notice just this morning that one of the books that I ordered was in. So just like I've got books dealing with the podcast and how to do it and how to make it even more profitable and the 25 things that this writer, author, creator of podcasts, 25 things I wish I knew before I started my podcast, and how the podcast that I do, and that podcast is entitled On the Wrong Side of Every Door. And this other book on podcasting, Profitable Podcasting, Grow Your Business, Expand the Platform, Your Platform, and Build a Nation of True Fans. And you can do that. And all of that can be gotten from the library. Folks, my time is up for today. I want you to think about some of the things I've said. If you want to do a podcast, do a podcast. If you want to write a book, your autobiography or any other book, write it. There's several good ones. I don't know if we'll read them all, but I'm going to bring you some titles next time so that you can think about being being turned on to the idea and to the fact that you can write your own book and have it published or publish it yourself. So again, I thank you. I will be with you the next time, all things being equal, because we can create that equality among us by not putting ourselves down, but building ourselves and others up, so that if you think you can, you can. And you will. And if you think you can't, then you'll unfortunately, you'll end up doing that too. So you want to constantly think of yourself as able to and willing to and going to be the one that brings forth the dreams and the life that you want to see happening for yourself and for others. So be well, be kind, be helpful, be righteous, be good, and love everyone, and treat others just like you would treat yourself. So have a good day, and have a good life, and an even better tomorrow. I'll talk to you later. Peace and harmony. Bye-bye.